his favorite Hitchcock film was Shadow of a Doubt, that he shot up in Santa Rosa. And it was written by Thornton Wilder. And I don't know if I told you this story, probably I have, but it's a wonderful story. They went up, picked out the house, and it had to be a rather sort of a little run down. Mm-hmm. They found the perfect house that sort of needed painting, you know, just absolutely perfect for the family. And they sent this, the second unit director, and they made all the arrangements. And a few months later, they go up to start shooting. The people had had the house painted. They were so excited. They painted the house. And so they had to dirty the house down again. They did. It was hysterical.
I think that house is still
hysterical.
There, too.
Is it really?
Somebody told me recently that the house is still there.
Oh, it was a wonderful movie. He loved that.
That was his favorite. I think my favorite of all was, blank. Just drew this one.
Oh, Vertigo.
Vertigo. I started Vertigo. To get frenzy, but that's not.
I always get so confused in Vertigo.
Vertigo is a classic. It really is. Did he ever bring work home with him, or did he just leave it all at the office?
He discussed it with my mother all the time, constantly, when they were working. She would work with him. He never did anything without her approval.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she was the one that they had they were doing a showing of Psycho. And it was before this print went to the lab, you know, to have all the prints made. And they finished, and everybody said, oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous. My mother said, you can't send it out. And they all looked at her and said, she was nuts. And they said, well, why not? She said, because in the shower scene, you can see Janet Leigh take a breath. And she made them, you know, she made them take it out.
She was wonderful.
She was absolutely brilliant.
In fact, they started together, I guess, in England.
She started before he did.
That's right. She was already in the movie business,
and then he went in, and he was drawing titles for silent films. So where it would say, and the sun sets in the west, he would draw the sun setting. Yeah.
All right. Now, I think Cheryl came back to talk to us here now. Are you there this time?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good.
Vertigo's my favorite movie, too.
Mine, too. I don't know why I couldn't remember the name of it.
And, Pat, I have two questions for you. Did you marry a man like your father? And what was his favorite pet?
His favorite what?
Did he have a favorite pet?
Pet.
My father's favorite pet? My father's favorite pet was any dog that he had at the time. I mean, he treated dogs like we do. And, in fact, we still have his last dog, who's a West Highland White Terrier called Sarah, who is now 17 and a half. And did I marry a person like my father? Only in the respect that he's a very, very kind human being. That's it, the way he's like my father. He's not really like my father in any other way, but he's a wonderful, wonderful person.
Did any of your children turn out to have the type of humor that your father has?
Not really. I do have a daughter that lives in Santa Cruz, and she has an absolutely marvelous sense of humor. I must say that all my daughters do. I have one who's a housewife whose daughter is the one that has cystic fibrosis, which is why I'm so active in it. And then I have another daughter who is an attorney with Disney Films.
Mm.
That's interesting. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for calling. I have to run here because it's news time. Again, it's on March 5th in Lake Tahoe. And where is it exactly? Which restaurant?
At Sunnyside Restaurant, and every single cent goes to cystic fibrosis. And it's an event that please don't miss. You'll have a wonderful time, and you'll help because we've almost discovered the gene for cystic fibrosis. We're that close now.
Wine tasting, auction, the whole thing. If you want more information about this, it's on March 5th in Tahoe, and it's 543-9099. Nice to see you again.